Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm with Councillor Richard Millard, the leader of East Hants District Council. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Julie.
Richard, I did an interview with Councillor Rob Humby a week or so ago about the consultation that they've got out at the moment for their £132 million shortfall. I'm just interested, is this something that's going to affect the district council in any way? Is there an impact on it, on you at all?
The simple answer is yes. I think there will be an impact without question. I think it's important to recognise that Rob has got an extremely difficult job to do, and I certainly would hesitate to want to have to try and undertake it. And I think he's doing it in the best way, and I think that everybody has to be realistic to the fact that because of government cuts and because of reductions in government support, districts and counties are going to have to make these very, very difficult decisions. However, do I agree with all of the decisions and the potential or the proposals that have come forward? No. And I've had that discussion with Rob in detail. And one particularly, which is clearly very emotive to all of us, is the TIPS. And do I think it's the appropriate thing to close the TIPS? No, I don't. And I've made that point very clear to Rob and to the chief exec at county.
Right. I mean, if they've got to do these cuts, though, I suppose they're looking at the best way that they can do that. So is there something that perhaps you could work together on if that's the case?
Absolutely. I, without question, want to work with the county on the provision of the service that TIPS provide. It's fundamental. I don't want to see rubbish piled up on the streets, and I don't want to see rubbish dumped in the middle of our rural landscape. And unfortunately, we do have individuals who have absolutely no common courtesy or respect for anyone and are quite happy to go out and dump rubbish wherever they fancy, which I think is absolutely unacceptable. And unfortunately, if they do such things, they may save themselves £5 going to the tip, but it means that the district has to go and pick up all of the material, which is cost. It's also additional effect on the environment through additional journeys, etc., etc. So I think it is appropriate to work with county to try and find a solution, and I'm certainly pushing very hard with the chief exec at the district council to work with the chief exec at the county. So we'll see what we can go to on it.
Yeah, because, I mean, fly tipping costs, it is a cost to your council, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a disgraceful act. And luckily, it's only undertaken by a small minority of individuals who I think really do need to have a look at themselves and try and work out what they're doing with their lives.
There are other issues as well, isn't there, like community transport and some of the things that feed into some of your welfare agenda. I'm sure that's going to have an impact as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We will see, I'm sure, some of the financial provision that does come down from county. And I think it's important for people to recognise county do a very, very good job. And they are working within very tight parameters of finance provided to them. So I fully understand why they're going through this process. But my concern is about the fact of the provision of welfare to those who truly need it. And we, even though East Hampshire is a wealthy, affluent area, we have pockets of deprivation and we have individuals across the district who need our support, need the financial provisions that are provided through us and through county, and their lives will be affected if we can't continue that. So it needs the consultation process that county have sent out, which ends at the end of March. We need the public and some of these bodies to be involved in putting back consultation responses so we can actually see the exact areas and the people that will be affected. And from the district's position, we will continue to try and defend and mitigate with county any potential areas that they could take away funding from. It's a very significant issue to us.
Is it going to have an impact on anything that's in your budget?
No, it shouldn't do. We have a strong budget. The district councils run in a very strong, financially secure position. We look a long way down the line. We've put in processes and operations such as the property portfolio to mitigate where we saw 2 or 3 years ago, in fact slightly longer, where we saw that government finance was reducing and we basically knew we couldn't rely on government to provide the finances that we needed to run the authority. And so I'm comfortable in the position where it is. It doesn't mean that we don't have to continue to monitor it, and it doesn't mean that we are sitting back on our laurels, because things can always occur. But at the same time, we want to mitigate and to find additional ways of increasing revenue streams and income to continue to protect the frontline services and protect the discretionary services that, such as the welfare provision that we undertake.
Right, excellent. Okay, so the message to everybody out there, to our listeners then, is to go on that link and get the consultation completed so their views are heard.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that the initial information that we're seeing is that East Hampshire residents are extremely active on responding to such consultations, which is brilliant. And I want as many people as possible to go online to support this, because it gives us greater strength when we go into a negotiation with the county. And it also gives me greater strength when I need to try and persuade for financial provision from the authority at East Hampshire on other options that we have to move things forward to protect the services and to protect the TIP. And we need to do that. And it's something that we really, really need to do. And I need everybody's support to be able to do that.
That's excellent. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.